The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So a warm welcome, everyone, wherever you are in the world. In this moment of time, coming together to practice. So today's practice, the title I want to give it is The Joy of Metta. The Joy of Metta. It's this practice of metta, wishing well, cultivating goodness, kindness for ourselves, for other beings, for all beings, is a happy making endeavor. It's not a grim, like, okay, may you be well, may you be happy, may I be well. You know, that'll be kind of antithetical to the whole idea of cultivating goodwill. It brings up joy. It brings up joy. And a couple of ideas I want to bring in tonight as we explore. One is, you know, no matter how grumpy you might be given the cause and conditions of something happening in your day, in your body, or challenging the day might be. And I've tried this, the days that the mind and heart have been challenged. And just if I went for a walk, for example, just wishing well for all the passerbys, or if I couldn't go for a walk, I would be just wishing well, as if I'm giving gifts to others, just giving gifts of kindness, gifts of kindness to myself and to others. And sure enough, I find that, oh, I become happier. There is the joy. There's a happiness of gift giving. It's like Christmas, but you don't have to go shopping for gifts. You're just giving all these gifts from your heart, gifts of goodness, gifts of, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be well, may... It's just, there's a sense of abundance, and the heart really wakes up to the joy, to the abundance of itself, and it nourishes us. It supports, especially if we're going through a hard time. If we're not going through a hard time, if we're already happy, yay, it becomes a party of happiness. And especially if we're going through a hard time, if there is a challenge, it supports well-being, supports goodness, so that we can be with what is difficult, support ourselves and support others. So that's one theme I wanted to bring in for our exploration today with this theme. And also the joy of metta, another inspiration for tonight is there are some emails on the Google groups the past couple of days. Some folks sharing how the practice of the Brahmaviharas metta has transformed them, they have been changed. And this, I think, was inspired by an invitation that Diana gave. Maybe it was yesterday. So maybe it wasn't 2 days ago. Maybe it's just been a day. Time is elastic. Anyway, so for me, reading those, a few of you had shared how stories of how this practice of metta has transformed you, has shifted the way you feel, you show up in the world, the way you feel about others, the way you feel safer, happier. And it made me so happy. It made me so happy. The joy of metta. It brought me so much joy to read those accounts. I'm actually getting goosebumps remembering what I've read, and also feeling into what I know of many practitioners that I have worked with over the years, myself included. I've worked with myself, knowing how transformative these practices can be. And I'll just offer one thing to you. I was thinking there are so many ways that I have changed the way I feel. It would be a long Dharma talk, which I don't want to give right now, but just one thing that came up for me is I noticed the way I talk to myself has changed. I think when I was younger, before I started this practice, I don't know how I referred to myself, but I certainly didn't call myself sweetie and darling. And that's how I talk to myself now, which is quite sweet. Like, How are you doing, darling? What do you need, sweetie? It's become a part of the way I relate to myself. So, and I didn't relate to myself that way years ago. So I just wanted to share that with you as one of the ways, one of the very, very many ways that this practice has transformed me and my life and the way I show up for myself and others. So with that, dear ones, let's practice together. Let's land. Let's land. Let's land in our bodies. Let's land in this moment, letting go of all the words that came before. And just landing, feeling our feet, our legs, our sit bones, connected to the earth. And landing, landing, landing. Each out breath, letting go some more of what is not needed right now. As if your mind, your body is a snow globe that perhaps up to this moment was shaken. Lots of flurry of bright little thoughts, agitations in the body and mind. Setting down the snow globe, letting all the little shiny objects of the mind, the body, settle with the breath, with the sensations of the body. Connecting, connecting with each breath. Calming, soothing breath, the entirety of the breath. The abdomen, chest, throughout the body. the peace, nourishment of the seclusion of the mind. Just here, just right now. The peace, the joy of seclusion of the mind. Just this breath within the sensations of the body. What a gift to be able to sit and practice. Turning the gaze of awareness internally to connect with ourselves. What a gift. This breath. This amazing moment of consciousness. And now, I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone who's dear to you, an easy person. When you think of them, you feel safe, maybe a smile shows up. Now imagine you're giving this being, this person or this child or this pet, even a gift of care, a gift of your affection, wishes of well-being, as if you're giving him a gift of goodness, a care package, which is exactly right for them. A gift of goodness. Feel free to use your imagination, whatever works for you. Could be a care package you're giving them with some undisclosed contents. You just know this is right for them. It's just a gift. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Feel free to imagine whatever works for you. It could just be that you're blessing them, flashing a blessing, or maybe this blessing is in the form of a blanket. It's cold, you're giving them a warm, safety, comfortable blanket, wrapping them in your love. Just whatever works for you. Be creative. Inviting your imagination. Or it could just be a beam of light. You have this magic wand. Magic wand. You bless them. May you be well, dear one. May you be well. May you have the gift of goodness. Then inviting from this practice, inviting others. Sharing this gift of goodness, this magic wand. Another being, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Taking a couple of minutes with this being. So starting first with people who are near to you, you know, care about, and then we'll expand. Take your own time. Wishing well. Sharing gifts of metta. And connecting, really connecting with each being you bring to your heart's and mind's eye. Same way that when you give someone a gift, you look into their eyes. You look at them, you behold them when you share a gift of goodness. In your mind's eye, look into their eyes, wish them well. Another being. Share the gift of metta. Friends, family, for this practice today, spending a couple of minutes with each person. We usually spend a long time with each being, but today we're giving gifts to lots of people, connecting with them, looking into their eyes, but inviting lots of people and sharing gifts of metta with them. In this gift-giving party where you're giving gifts of metta, feel free to invite an image of yourself as if you're looking to your own eyes, wishing yourself well, just as you're wishing well for others. Giving a gift of goodwill, care, kindness. You be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Lingering with this person who is you. As if a beloved other. And now expanding. Circle further, inviting more beings to this party. People you don't know so well. Neighbors. People you might have seen at the grocery store, cashiers, etc. Giving them gifts of goodness, wishes of well-being for these human beings, just like you, as they want to be happy, may they be happy. As you wish to be safe, may they be safe. Etc. Giving gifts, magic wand, confetti, whatever image works for you. More beings. It's okay to connect with just a few seconds with each being, connecting with their humanity, wishing them well, wishing them happiness and goodness, health, safety, ease. Being you might have seen earlier today, virtually or in person, or the days before. So you invite more and more beings to your mind's eye, sharing gifts of goodness, blessings. Notice if your heart mind is feeling uplifted, more joyous, more abundant. Even if slightly more so. And feel free to expand. If it feels accessible and easy, don't push it. And expand this well-wishing to some people who are a little challenging. Not the most challenging, perhaps, just a little challenging, if you wish. And don't push it. You're welcome to stay with the easy category or the neutral beings, just sharing goodness with more and more beings. So many beings. Connecting with each being as you wish them well. With their common humanity, just like me. Connecting with yourself again, as if a beloved other, wishing well for all these beings, including yourself. May all beings everywhere, including this being that is ourselves, be safe, happy, healthy, have ease. May all beings be well. May all beings be free. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So we have time for reflection, and you are welcome to type your reflections in chat. If it's to me, then I'll only read the reflection, not your name. And if it's to everyone, then I will read your name and the reflection. And if you haven't shared in a while, you are welcome to raise your Zoom hand and and share your reflection. What came up with you? What did you discover in this practice? What did you discover? What was it like for you? And your reflections are a gift to the Sangha. It's always enlightening to hear what other questions, you know, what worked, what didn't work. It's all supportive. It's all supportive. It's all good. Please, Claire.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just wanted to emphasize something that you shared at the beginning. One of the loveliest things that's happened to me during COVID was that right before I got myself a little Pomeranian, not knowing we were going to be shut down, but I had to go out to walk her. And all the dog walkers in New York were talking to each other. And I have met so many people in my neighborhood I didn't know before. And it's been such a gift of, you know, you're talking about the joy of passing kindness on to others. And we were doing that through the whole thing. And we were all the only happy people in the whole neighborhood.
That is sweet. I love it. I love what you're describing, this neighborliness, right? When it's just basically, that's metta, right? When you're meeting your neighbor's dog, fellow dog, like, hi, how are you? How's it going? Like, that's metta by any name, Rose by any name. That's metta. That's lovely. And how happy making that has been for you.
Exactly.
Thank you, Claire. Yeah. That makes me happy to hear how happy making that has been.
Some night I'll bring Dolly to the meditation.
Please. That's sweet. That's lovely. Thanks, Claire. It's lovely. Other reflections, please. Questions, comments, complaints. It's all welcome. One more reflection. Thank you for your tip about metta and how you talk to yourself, Nikki. I will try it. I think inner speech is related to right speech. Oh, yes. Yes. You are so welcome and so happy to share that with you and inspire you to try it out. It's, I think for me, it just happened kind of naturally. I became dear to myself and everybody has become dear. So it's, yeah. I encourage you to try it on for size and see actually what happens. It's this, you know, the expression fake it till you make it. But actually, I think more appropriately is fake it or do it until you become it. So you keep doing it. You call yourself by sweet names. And one day it's like, yeah, actually, sweetheart. Yeah, darling, what do you need? Are you okay? Oh, so thank you for that reflection. Other reflections, please. Questions, comments. Anything you discovered from this practice? Yes, please, Carol.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
I just love how there's different things we say. We say them a lot, like may you be healthy. You know, may you be at ease. And it's like, it's so interesting how those things mean different things on different days in some ways. Like sometimes it's almost like a mantra you're just repeating. And then some days it just really sort of pierces down to a deeper place where you, I don't know. It's just for me today, when you said at one point, like, may you be healthy. I had to go to the doctor today, and it was not that eventful, but I went through a period of several years where I was chronically ill. So it's like, I just still have these like just remnants of like PTSD from that. I feel like where I'm just like, it's like everything, there's part of me that goes into this like, oh no, what if I lose everything again in my life? And so just that, like you saying, like, may you be healthy, may you be at ease. It was just like, really like helped me connect to this different part of myself that has developed since then, in, you know, the 10 years since then, that is more loving and is at ease. So I just wanted to say thanks for that. And also just love our beautiful practice and how it is always different every day.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol, for your practice. And it is, isn't it always different every day? It's this gift of impermanence keeps it interesting every day. And just as you said, these different wishes, they land differently. Oh, yes, may you be happy. Oh, sweetheart, may you have ease. Oh, yes, yes, lands differently. The different level, layer. Practice is like an onion, I like to think. A sweet onion, right? You know, different layers being peeled. Absolutely. What a beautiful insight. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Thank you, Carol. Thanks. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Sweet. So, oh, yes. One more reflection. I've been trying to observe more closely how I speak with myself as an extension to right speech practice. And the way you, Nikki, speak has been very inspiring. Thank you. Ah, thank you for that reflection. Thank you so much. And it's inspiring to me that you're inspired. We inspire each other. It's we keep giving these gifts to each other. And yes, the way we speak to ourselves, definitely our inner speech as an extension of right speech. Sometimes we may speak to ourselves the way we will never speak to others. Good heavens, you know? So what if we treated ourselves as a beloved other, as this being whom we are entrusted, whose care we are entrusted with? That was a complicated construction. This beloved other whom we are entrusted with his or her or their care. Okay, maybe that made more sense. Anyway. So, dear ones, let's turn our attention into practicing in small groups. And here's the invitation for tonight. You're welcome to, well, let's start with 15 seconds of silent metta, as always, for ourselves and each other. And then if you like to, you can share a story of how you have changed something about you, the way you show up for yourself or others, something has shifted and changed in you, some situation that was really difficult or people who were difficult, perhaps. Now, through the practice of metta, something has shifted for you. So inspired by these sharings on the Google Groups, the notes, you can share that if you wish, and or not. You can share about the practice tonight, how the practice tonight was for you and what you discovered, whether it was joyous. For me, it was really joyous. I felt so happy. So so these are the invitations. And have fun. How lovely to have fellow practitioners to speak with. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. The rooms are open. Okay, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed. Everyone's back. So we have a few minutes for any reflections, anything that you might have realized, any insights that came up from discussing in community. So again, if you haven't shared, especially recently, you're welcome to raise your hand, or you can type in chat either to everyone or to me alone. So Anthony, please.
Thank you, Nikki. Just something that came up in the small groups is we were talking about how we noticed our progress, you know, through the practice. And one thing that I noticed about myself, and it's similar to what the other two were saying, is that it's hard to pinpoint, you know, the actual, we just see the growth. And I kind of, a thought came into my mind. It's kind of like, doing a goal for weight loss or maybe a musical instrument. You know, you don't see the actual, the growth, you know, it's because it's such a long process, but you do feel it, you know, you do feel it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like any other practice, you know, practicing musical instrument. It's like, yes, over time. It doesn't happen overnight, but over time, definitely progress happens. And in some ways, don't evaluate your practice like the stock market. Like one day, okay, you might, you know, might not be feeling well or grumpy. It's like, oh, I'm a failure. I can't practice. I got all these, you know, years of metta. No. Look at it over the long term, So yes, that's very wise, exactly. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you for that reflection. Yeah. One reflection comes in. We need a before and after picture. After pictures, yes, before and after pictures. I love that. That's exactly right. Before metta, after metta. I love it. So, dear ones, it is 7 p.m. Pacific time. We've come to the end of our time together. And I thank you all for showing up, for practicing, for cultivating your heart for your own sake and the sake of all beings whose lives you touch either directly or indirectly. May all beings, including ourselves, be happy. May all beings, including ourselves, be free. Thank you. And keep those reflections coming in the Google groups. They are so sweet to read. They're just so heartwarming to read. So I'll stop